You're listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL, proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington and Panama Property Service. Make one call for your home improvement needs. Call Panama Property Service, PPS, at 812-369-9696. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with HFI Mechanical and Building Solutions, and my co-host is Brian Thompson with FC Tucker Bloomington Realtors. Hello.
Hello there.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm great. Our guest today is Karen Rastel with Hallmark Home Mortgages.
Hallmark Home Mortgage.
They only do one.
I only do one.
You get one.
Yeah, that's right.
One mortgage for you.
Yes.
Exactly. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I'm excited to have Karen here. We haven't had Karen on in a long time.
I know we were talking the last time she was here. She was with like a whole group of people. We were like stuffed in this room.
I know, we were probably stuffed in here and really hot.
Yes. But I don't think I got the memo that time that we only need like two people. And I think there were four or five of us in this space. So
I think we've gotten better about telling people. We really, two is a max and three is really pushing it. So don't bring three. And, but you came by yourself today.
I totally did. I didn't even tell anyone else I was going to be here today.
Surprise. So tell us a little bit about Hallmark Home Mortgage, where when it started, how you got involved, all that good stuff.
Hallmark Home Mortgage was established in 2007. The CEO and founder, Deb Sturgis, in 2006 found herself, along with 650 other employees of Waterfield Mortgage, a Fort Wayne-based company. They were out of jobs. It had been purchased by a larger lender. So she decided to start her own company. She took several of the people with her. Wow. And in 2007, which was right before the housing crisis, she started Hallmark Home Mortgage.
Great.
Again, we're based out of Fort Wayne. The Bloomington office, we're located at 2676 East 2nd Street. That opened up almost 5 years ago. There originally were two loan officers in an actual real estate office, and we got our space about a year and a half ago, and we've been growing ever since.
That's awesome. And do you do all mortgages? Tell us, tell me a little bit about what people would come to you for.
Well, they come to me for advice
on
mortgages.
Advice.
Yes. Yes.
Can I get a mortgage?
Absolutely. So I tend to deal with a broad spectrum of people, but I love first-time homebuyers because the ones that are definitely interested in what is a mortgage, what does it take to get one, those type of questions, because if you've never gone through the process, you have no idea. But we do, I personally do residential mortgages in the state of Indiana. I'm only licensed in Indiana. I prefer not to be licensed anywhere else. There are enough Indiana laws and regulations to follow. But we do have other lenders that are licensed elsewhere. But we do the standard mortgage services, conventional loans, FHA, USDA, rural housing, and VA loans. And we also do programs with the IHCDA, Indiana Housing Development Community Authority, I believe it is. So we can facilitate down payment assistance through that program, which definitely helps a lot of first-time buyers. And I should preface that, with the IHCDA programs, first-time buyer means you have not owned a home in the last 3 years.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you can have owned a home somewhere else and been renting for 3 years.
Correct. Yep.
Interesting.
Awesome. Yeah.
That's nice.
I wonder, that to me, that's a really good, I don't know what the delineation, because I think there are a lot of people, especially in transient Bloomington, that leave.
Right.
They may have grown up here or maybe and then left for a position somewhere, and then they always come back.
Always.
And they never find a house right away, so they end up renting or something.
Sometimes.
So,
and if you live in this market or are aware of our rental prices here, you more than likely could probably be owning for a lot less.
A lot less.
I was talking to someone the other day about some new apartments that are going in and how much they were going to be. And I said, that's more than our mortgage. And it's a one bedroom.
Yes, exactly.
I have a four bedroom house. It's like, okay, yeah.
Well, that's why it's always good to go talk to someone like Karen, because she'll tell you what the differences are, mm-hmm. why you should buy as opposed to rent. Financially, it usually makes more sense.
Yeah, I'm also the type of loan officer, too, that after listening to a person, they may think they want to purchase a home, but then after listening to what their financial goals mm-hmm. are, really what they're telling me is that they don't want to buy a house. So for those listeners out there, I'm not a pushy salesperson, but when I'm listening to the needs of the client in front of me, I'll say, it just sounds like maybe you don't mm-hmm. want to purchase right now. Maybe right. you want to pay off some debt. Maybe uh-huh. you want to save for a bigger down payment or something like that. So I have a lot of conversations mm-hmm. for sure. I definitely think that the first time buyers always recommend that they find a realtor. Usually mm-hmm. when they come to see me, they've already found a realtor first. Mm-hmm. And then that agent says, go see somebody about a pre-approval right. before we start looking into homes. Mm-hmm. And it's nothing against the client, but it's more of a, let's make sure we know that there's no surprises on your credit, that right. you qualify for certain loan programs. Mm-hmm. And then that way, we now know that this is your maximum budget and we can start looking at homes. Because otherwise, you find your dream house and it's maybe $100,000 out of your price range. And then you're devastated.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say, and it definitely pays to go and visit someone like you, a loan officer, to talk about, tell me my budget. Let's talk mm-hmm. about, like you said, right. are we paying off debt still? Are, you know, what are your monthly bills right now?
Right.
Because you need to know that kind of information. You can't just, yeah, I think I like that house and it's $300,000 mm-hmm. and you realize that the payment's going to be.
Well, maybe the payment's within your range, but then you forgot to add taxes and insurance right. into yes. it. It's like, what?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, so if you find a mortgage calculator online somewhere, definitely that more than likely will just give you principal and interest. So mm-hmm. that payment is definitely reasonable. Right. And depending on what side of town you're on or how the taxes are right. assessed out there, mm-hmm. the taxes.
If you're in town versus out of town, too.
Right.
Certain mm-hmm. sides of town, you know, taxes are a lot higher. The property you like may not have any mortgage deductions.
Correct.
So you have higher tax bills. So you get the deer in the headlight sometimes with clients when they come
find
in.
That out.
They'll come in with a few addresses and we'll look them up and I'll try to run a scenario yeah. based on that specific home and say, okay, that has homeowners mm-hmm. dues and that are due annually. And then you have a separate maintenance through the HOA, you know, different things like that right. that they're not considering.
Yeah, it's part of part of your due diligence. It's part of your own education. And even if you've owned a home somewhere else, coming to Indiana, I mean, it's a lot different. Some people come here and they expect, you know, their closing costs are going to be $20,000. And they're like, well, my closing costs are only $3,000. I don't understand why.
Right.
This can't be right. It's because we don't pay all these other fees and taxes that a lot of other states do.
Yes. And like you guys said earlier, we have a lot of people that come through for work or whatever mm-hmm. with the university.
Right.
And I always explain, well, in Indiana, we pay our property taxes in arrears.
Oh, right.
And I also explain what escrow means here in mm-hmm. Indiana versus if you watch some of my favorite shows on on HGTV.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Escrow on the coast means something completely different, than how we use it here in Indiana. So,
yeah.
Gee, I didn't know that. I learned something new. Mm-hmm. I've always had a home in Indiana. So didn't know that escrow could be used differently.
Yeah, it's just a term in the way we do things. And we don't do things even, you know, if you haven't bought a home for a really long time, the whole process has changed. So it's always good to go in and get a refresher or get a new course on what it is to buy a home. Mm-hmm. It's not like it used to be.
Absolutely. Rules change all the time.
My gosh.
And investor guidelines then have to change to go mm-hmm. along with federal regulations. So we're constantly trying to stay up to speed with everything. I said a long time ago to my clients that I stopped trying to remember a lot of the caveats that some loan programs have because they do change so much.
Right, right.
So if you're ever in my office, we may have to look something mm-hmm. up just to make sure. Mm-hmm. So,
which to me is better.
Right.
I mean, that way you're sure, mm-hmm. you're certain that it's correct.
It's the current information.
Yeah. Yeah, because I do, I think, I agree with you. Things do change. And that we actually had some big changes last fall.
Oh, yeah.
And the whole lending.
TRID.
And,
yes. October 3rd, 2015.
So, yeah, I knew it was in the fall. But we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with Karen Restel with Hallmark Home Mortgage.